Hello, good morning. Welcome to Dear Future Husband Radio. I hope that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and everything went as planned for your holidays. I had a really good Thanksgiving. I enjoyed just being with my children and enjoying good food and good laughter, music, you know. But today I wanted to do a topic on ladies knowing your worth, ladies valuing yourself, and also knowing when to let go of a person, okay? Sometimes we love people more than we love ourselves, and I spoke on that before. Sometimes we tend to put their needs and wants above ours. And I'm not talking about a husband. I'm talking about just people in general. And we tend to forget about ourselves. So I want to say this. We have to value us. If we don't value who we are, if we don't value, you know, what we bring to the table, because I know you bring something. You know, none of us are perfect, but I know that we all have certain qualities about us that will be beneficial to someone. So we all have something that we bring to the table, and we have to know that we are someone. We have to know that we are valuable. We have to know that, you know, we have the right to be respected. You know what I'm saying? Even though we're submissive, but we do deserve respect from people, and not only people, but from our husbands. So we have to learn to respect ourselves and the way we dress, and the way we talk, and the things that we talk about, and just in general, how we treat our children, how we treat people, you know, how the public sees us. And I know we don't live for people, but we set the tone for how people treat us. If we put ourselves out there, like, you know, and I'm speaking from my past, because I used to be well known online for certain things. I'm gonna leave it at that. But you know, we set the tone for how people see us. You know, I used to complain about, oh, I'm so tired of people sending me these type of pictures. I'm so tired of men being disrespectful to me and this and that. But, okay, how can I complain about that when look how I was presenting myself? You know, I was presenting myself as this vixen and, you know, this type of person that's sexual and this and that. So that's how they were coming to me. That's how they were approaching me. That's how they saw me. So we have to make sure that we are presenting ourselves online and offline, ladies, in a respectful manner, so that we can get the respect that we deserve from people, and so that people will understand and see that we are valuable. We, you know, she does value herself. She is worthy of respect, you know. And another thing, too, you have to do things to feel good about yourself. Because sometimes we do, some women and men also, but most, you know, a lot of women, we do deal with low self-esteem issues. We do deal with, you know, insecurity issues and stuff. We have to know that we are beautiful. You have to know that you are beautiful, regardless of what flaw that you have, regardless of what you're dealing with, whether it be something with your weight, whether it be something with a scar, whether it be something with, you know, something that you were born with. We have to know that we're this way for a reason. And certain things that, okay, like my weight. You know, I deal with weight issues as well. And that's something that I'm currently working on. Some things we can change within ourselves, you know, our personalities, you know, how we treat people. That's something that we can change within ourselves, you know, because that can be considered a flaw. You know, you got a nasty attitude, you have a nasty foul mouth, you know, everything you say, you're using profanity. Everything that you say, you're being rude to people. Everything that you say, you know, you're being sarcastic and you're being, you know, just plain out disrespectful. So you can change that. If you're not satisfied with your weight, you can change your weight. You can change your mindset. You can actually read things. You can increase your knowledge on different topics and different, you know, issues or whatever. And you can become smarter. You know, it's things that you can do to develop into the person that you want to be. But it's up to you. It's in your hands to do that. I don't care how many people you talk to, I don't care how many people you deal with, who you associate with, until you decide to change who you are, you're going to still not be happy with you. You understand? I don't care how you come across as sexual. I don't care how you come across as, you know, having, you know, your body out online or whatever the case, you're still going to be considered, you know, you're still going to be unhappy with yourself, and people aren't going to value you. And if they do show any interest in you, it's only for what you're putting out. And I'm speaking from experience. You know, men are sexual beings. You know, we're sexual beings as well. So, and I know that, you know, with us being women, we do have the urge to, we want that attention from men. We do. We want that special attention from men. And for some reason, I don't know why, this might be a little off topic, but we always seem to get attention from the men that we don't want. And and the men that we do want, they act like, you know, they're not really interested. But it's like, you know, we have to work on ourselves. And, you know, we have to constantly work on ourselves at all times, in every aspect of our lives. It should, especially with single women, until you get engaged, and even after you get engaged, like, until you feel like you're really complete of yourself, with yourself, it's a constant everyday thing. Every day you should do something to work towards yourself, regardless of what way it may be. It could be with your hair. It could be with the way, with the outfit. It could be with, you know, the cleanliness of your home. It can be with, you know, you practicing not using profanity for that day. It can be with you practicing not being rude to people for that day. You being, you keeping your mouth shut. You can work toward whatever. Keeping your voice down, not raising your voice, learning how to stay calm. It's things that we can do without having to go to a counselor. It's things that we can do without having to go to a life coach. There are many of free things that we can do on a daily basis to work on ourselves. And men, you know, to the men that are listening, there are things that you can do as well. I can't speak for a man because I'm not a man. I would never do that. But I will say, I'm pretty sure if you look in the mirror, if you look within yourself, if you do some soul searching, you will see that there are things that you need to do about yourself that you can change and make your life better in whatever way. You know, we have to do a self-evaluation. Self-evaluating is essential in self-growth, because if you're not evaluating yourself, but you're always placing judgment on other people, which I don't agree with at all, but you're always placing judgment on other people, you're always looking at their point of view, no, not the things that you need to correct, but you're always looking at their flaws and, you know, she was wrong for that or whatever the case. You'll never grow. You have to work on you. What could I have done differently? What could I have done better? What do I need to change for today? What do I need to do? Work on yourself. It's an ongoing project. Keep working on you. Keep striving to make you a better person. Value yourself. You know, learn to spend time by yourself. You know, that's another thing too. Solitude will help you value yourself. Spending time in solitude, spending time doing things that you like to do by yourself, it will help you understand who you are. If you're always with somebody, because some people have attachment issues and they have to always be with somebody all the time, or be on the phone with somebody all the time, or, you know, you can't go somewhere without somebody being with them. I've never dealt with that. I'm okay with being by myself, okay? And you should too. Women, learn how to be okay with being alone. And I'm not talking about relationship-wise. I mean, that too, if you need to be. But I'm talking about just being alone in your home. You know, I'm okay with going in my room and closing my door and separating myself from everybody else. I'm okay with that alone time, you know? I mean, it's okay to just get a book and read it. It's okay to just lay down and relax your mind and listen to music or listen to the rain or listen to whatever. It's okay. We have to learn that those things help us value ourselves and learn us, You know, we know everybody else, but do you really know who you are? I remember one time a while back, it was like in 2014, and this was during the era when I was really, you know, sexual and doing my thing online and men and just crazy. But I was in a group class. It was like some kind of class I was in. We was doing like a self-help class or something. And the lady asked a question, and she got around to everyone in the room. I was the last person that she got to. And she asked everyone, what do you like to do? What makes you happy? What do you like to do? And I'm listening to everybody saying they like going this, they like doing that, they want to do this, they want to do that. And I'm just thinking in my mind, like, what am I going to say when she calls me? Because I really didn't know what I like to do. My whole life surrounded around going, meeting up with guys, having a good time with them, and that's it. So when she got to me, and I was just stuck, and everybody was looking at me, waiting on my answer, and tears started flowing. And she was like, oh, why are you crying? And I told her, I really don't know what I like to do. I don't know. I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything that I like to do in so long. And so that was an eye-opener for me. That was a complete eye-opener for me. It helped me realize that it's very important to do what you need to do for yourself. It's very important to do what you need to do for you, so you can figure out who you are. You know, my thing is this: we have to, as people, we have to learn that you are just as important as everybody else. And a lot of times we take on everybody else's issues. We take on everybody else's problems. We take on everybody else's, you know, life. And we don't think about ours, you know. And I know me personally, I'm that way. I do. I'm really available for people, but I'm never available for me. You know, well, I'm sorry. I was that way. I was always available for people, but I was never available for me. But I changed that. It took for me to go through a traumatic experience. And one day I'm going to get into that. In 2015, you know, I was in a really bad incident. And it changed it. I had time. I had to be put in the hospital. And when I was put in the hospital for those 3 or 4 months, it gave me time to really evaluate myself, because I didn't have nobody there. The men couldn't come to the hospital to see me. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't lay in the bed with the men. I couldn't do all the things that I used to do. So I had nothing but time in that hospital bed to go through the sadness, go through the confusion of, you know, why am I here by myself? To go through all the emotions of the sadness, the everything, and I finally came to the realization that I'm okay being here with Sada. I'm okay being here with her, you know. And once I came to that realization, once I walked and stepped into my truth that I'm who I am. Okay, this is my life. I don't have to have all these extra people in my life. I began to value myself. I began to see the value that I held in my life. I began to see that. And once I caught that, once I was able to really, you know, put everything in perspective and start aligning myself with the right people, with the right activities, with the right, you know, mind frame, everything started working out for me. And I began to see, you know, what was important and what wasn't. I began to see that I wasn't valuing myself. I was putting myself out there like a tramp. I was putting myself out there like I was a slut. I'm being honest. I was putting myself out there for the wrong people, doing the wrong things. And at the end of the day, everything just kind of went downhill for me before that happened. So, I kind of got off track. I'm sorry. I'm listening to something. But anyway, I really appreciate. I'm sorry. I'm tongue-tied. You all listening to me. I'm going to come back with more. But right now, thank you all for listening. And just stay tuned for more episodes. This is Dear Future Husband Radio with Sada.